Yeah, so, well, I actually prefer doing doing 10Ks to doing 5Ks, just because the thing is actually, like, when you're running, apparently, like, you kind of go through, like, crests and troughs, where, like, you're like, it'll go, like, your body will just be telling you, this is bad, this is bad, this is really, really bad, I hate you, I hate this, I hate everything, and then it'll come up and go, this is actually great, let's keep doing this forever. And, like, so you keep going through ups and downs and things like that. So, like, I think maybe that's why I like 10Ks, is because, like, you know, until around, like, kilometer 6 or whatever, I'm going like, this is the worst, why do I do this to myself? But then, like, it gets, I just, like, hit kilometer 6 and then I start listening to the music a lot more, and I'm just kind of like just a particularly good song will come on, like because I love, like, movie soundtracks and stuff like that. So sometimes, like, I don't know, like, the Interstellar soundtrack will come on, I'll just be like, yeah, woo, oh shit, like, it'll just be like, oh yeah, let's go. And I'll just, and I'll just be, like, ready to go. And it's that's the weird thing, is because, like long distance running isn't really my sport. I'm more of, like quick, like, power, like a lot of, like, my training has been, like, trying to develop power rather than endurance. Obviously that's changed as I train more martial arts, but I still, like, it is something that I really like doing every now and then, just as a thing for myself. Like, I've really enjoyed actually recently getting into, like, you know, the elliptical machine and stuff in the gym, just because I find, like, that's really fun. You can really just, like, go hard on that when you want, like, just go and do an hour of that, and it's brilliant. Like, especially because, like, sometimes, obviously, like for kickboxing and stuff, I like to, like, hold, like, I'll grab onto the top thing, the top of the handles, and I'll just, like, close my eyes and pretend that I'm, like, punching somebody. And it helps, hey, you know, like, whatever it needs. But I just, like, I find that's really good, just because, like the thing about, like, long distance running, one, like, I've had to take a break just because, like, my knees are having trouble. But with the elliptical, it's actually kind of cool because, like, as well as a fitness thing, like, it's also just, like, it's using your whole body. So it's not like you're putting a lot of pressure on, like, your joints and stuff like that, you know, which is something that I'm trying to avoid so that I can, like, hopefully heal up a bit more. But, you know, like, I always really, really admired, like, people who do long distance running and stuff like that, because, like, there are people, like, for example, like, my tutor in college, the kind of academic tutor, like, he's not in my department, but he kind of, like, he's the guy that I go to that kind of looks after my academic journey, so to speak, or whatever. But he was telling me that, like, he does long distance running. I'm not sure if he does marathons or anything like that, but he's a long distance runner. And he actually, like, he keeps a journal of, like when he goes out and runs, he comes back and he writes, like, a quick review of, like, this is how it went, this is how I felt, and all that kind of thing. And it's actually really, really interesting how, like, for people who are, like, just, who, like, running is their sport, or, like, something that, like, they're passionate about running, it's really interesting how, like, you know, they can write a detailed review or detailed, like, journal about, like, I put one foot in front of the other for a few hours, and, you know, for somehow, like, it's got all these different facets and things like that, instead of just, like, the way that I would look at it, which is just, like, I ran for a bit, and it felt bad, but then it felt good, and that's all I can think about, like, that's all I know about my run. It's kind of cool that it just, like, it fits into different bits. Like, that's something that I've been trying to do a lot more with, like, weightlifting, because, like, I used to love weightlifting when I just, as I started training martial arts more, I kind of, like, you know, weightlifting kind of got pushed to the side. But I'm trying to get into it more these days, and, like, trying to be more mindful about, like writing reviews of, like, when I do a training session, like, writing notes on, like, how it felt, what different things I should think about. Because, like, that's something that the old school... bodybuilder Dorian Yates used to do that as well. Like, every time he would train, he would take, like, detailed notes about, like, these, like, this is what this exercise felt like, this is, like, the weight that I did, and this is what I want to do next time, these are, like, different ways that I want to work out this exercise, or I want to activate this muscle group by doing this. And it's actually really cool because it's completely changed my training style, especially, and it's also, like, because I'm trying to be more analytical about it, more technical, it's also forcing me to kind of let go of a lot of the like mental hang-ups that I'd have in the middle of training, because like, you know, like when you're in the gym, you're like convinced that everybody's staring at you and all that. I think I discussed this a little bit last time, but it's really, really cool when you like break it down and things like that, because I used to like cheat out, like I would take like longer rests on pull-ups and stuff like that, because I was always nervous about pull-ups, about like not being able to do it like properly or whatever, but like nobody cares. So like, but it's really, really good doing it like analytically, so you're like, okay, analyzing, okay, I failed at this point, therefore I'll like track it and see, okay, why did I fail at that point, what do I need to work on, all that kind of stuff. And it's also really cool for going like, this type of exercise is good to start off with, like, because, you know, because it just like activates the muscles better for like how your workout's going to progress and so on and so forth. I don't know, I think like note taking is like, it's really, really underrated, and it's something that I always need to pull myself back into the habit of doing it, just because I always go like, okay, I'm gonna write reviews every evening about stuff, and like I was doing that quite well for a while, and then I started going like, I'm really busy and really fecking tired when I go home, I'm not in the mood to write a review. But like it's a thing that I really think I like is important to like keep up, just because it kind of, it helps you just like pinpoint the different things you need to focus on, because it's so easy to forget, like you know, just in terms of like keeping your mindset, like keeping a good mindset about the things that you're doing, or even like in terms of mental health or whatever, it's really easy to forget the stuff that you need to focus on. Like there's a huge thing where like in terms of training, like I've been really, really trying to commit to the idea that like I'm like training martial arts as a hobby. I'm not trying to go pro. I don't need to be there every single evening and trying to like get at that level. I'm going because I want to. I'm trying to keep focused on that instead of feeling that I like have a duty to train every day or twice every day or whatever, because I was doing like last year, you know, I'd be training like twice a day. And it was just take over my life while I was also trying to do everything else. So like it's really, really important to like taking notes really, really helps to kind of go like, oh yeah, I've noticed that my mindset has been going in this direction, but let's just kind of like pull it back over here. And it kind of helps you refocus and stuff like that as well. And a big thing that helps with that is yoga, because like, yoga is probably the best example of that. Like, you know, like I was saying last time with the crow pose and like building it up from the bottom. Another great way that yoga translates is that like, it's that like you forget to do it, because the thing is that like I was doing that where I was just like, I'm really tired, I don't want to do yoga, it's fine, but like the thing is you feel amazing afterwards, and then like it just helps you like unblock all of your crap. Just like you, but like no matter how many times you do it, you always forget, like you always forget how good it is to have done it. So that's something that that always like bears repeating, and like you know, note-taking helps with that as well, to help you kind of keep reminding yourself, like, hey, it's good, do that stuff. Stop being a little wimp and, like, forgetting to do the stuff you need to do. I mean, that's a big thing. As well as that, academic note-taking, like not in terms of, like study notes, but just in terms of, like, these are the academic goals that I reached recently here, and this is what I want to do next. That's a big thing that I'm trying to focus on now, and kind of like trying to use that to like trying to push that as a benefit. A big thing that I actually found recently, which is actually really good, is like when you're studying, especially in philosophy, I think in philosophy it's probably where it's most important, is that like instead of like opening a paper and just like reading it and just going, okay, just kind of like going, okay, just give me everything and I'll just hope that I remember the important bits. It's actually really important to like, it's been really useful to just like open a paper or like open a book and just go, okay, what is my main question that I'm trying to answer when I'm reading this, and kind of just, and then like I only take notes relevant to that question, because I can always come back to the book and analyze for a different question, because, you know, like there's a lot of people that have written philosophy, but the thing is you always tend to come back to the same people anyway, like you're always going to come back to the same old like Hilary Putnam, Dennett, all these kind of like different people, Chisholm, Chalmers, like, you know, you have a few names that kind of just become the ones that you know, and there are loads of other people on the side, but you know,